Today's mitzvah is mitzvah Taf Tzadi Aleph, mitzvah 491. As we start off a new section, Parsha Shoftim, which gives us another 41 mitzvahs that we have. We have a couple of parshias left. We are obviously getting close to the big 500. But Taf Tzadi Aleph starts off Parsha Shoftim, which is the mitzvah of Shoftim. The pasuk tells us, Shoftim v'shotrim titen lecha b'chol sharecha. Judges policemen, we'll have to see what this means. Titen lecha b'chol sharecha. Put in your gates, asher Hashem alkecha nosein lecha l'shvatecha, that Hashem gives to you, to your shvatim, v'shavtu esam mishpat tzedek, and they shall judge your nation, mishpat tzedek, a righteous judgment. And we have many halachas of being a correct judge, a righteous judge, lo satem mishpat, lo sakir panim, do not pervert justice, v'lo sikach shocha, do not take bribery, ki ha-shochad yaveri ni chachamim, v'selayt devrei tzadikim, v'chulu, all the parts of mishpat that exist. But today's mitzvah is the mitzvah's asei de'oraisa of Shoftim v'shotrim, appointing a judicial system, appointing courts at all the different levels. Rashi says, let's start off with the detail. What's the difference between a shofet and a shoter? Shoftim and shotrim. So Rashi says, a shofet is Dayan HaPosek Asadin, the one who judges, the one who makes the decision. V'shotrim HaRodin Es Ha'am Achar Mitzvasan. Shotrim are those who enforce. So you have the judges and you have the enforcers. Those are the two that are mentioned in the pasuk, right? Until they accept the din of the shofet. There's a lot of Divrei Torah and Musar about this first pasuk. Again, we can spend a lot of time on, which we won't, but just to mention maybe two thoughts. And that is, number one, the Shemana Tov has in the first volume of his farm, Rabbi Weinberger, a shofet and a shoter. As Rashi said, a shofet is the one that makes the decision. A shoter is the one that carries out the decision. Many of the Bali Musar say, shoftim v'shotrim titein l'cha, you have to put judges and enforcers in your gates, in your heart, in your mind. And we always read this Elul time, at the beginning of the time period of tshuva, and the Shemana Tov says these are the two kochos that we have to use. First, we have to make the decisions. We have to be a shofet. We have to decide exactly where we have to improve and what we have to do. Shofet don al pisechel v'havanas prati hamaisa v'rekas sviva de'uvda. We make the decision. A shoter then carries it out. Right, whatever the decision of the shofet was, if I decide something, I can't leave it in the realm of machshava. I have to bring it into maisa. That's the job of a shofet and a shoter inside of us. And he says, and that's the chilek of tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh. We need both. We need the tefillin shel rosh to make that decision, neged ha-moach, and the tefillin shel yad to then carry it out. And as we know, the Gemara says in Masechta Sota that if somebody is sach, somebody is mafsik, somebody talks between the tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh, they are chozer me'orchei ha-mochama. They go back from the battlefield, meaning it's one of the symbolic sins. What is it a symbol of? It's a symbol of this idea that even if one makes the decision with the shofet, if I leave it in the realm of the decision, but I don't carry it out to fruition, then it's not going to come of, nothing is going to come of it. That's something that we have to make sure. Shoftim v'shotrim. Titein lecha b'chal sharecha. Again, a lot of the other Bali Musar talk about it too. Just one other message that the Darki Musar discusses. The Gemara says in Masechta Sanhedrin, Tezayin, Tanur Rabbanan, Minayin sha'amidin shoftim liYisrael. How do I know that I appoint shoftim? Tamalomar shoftim titein. Shotrim liYisrael minayin. How do I know shotrim? Tamalomar shotrim titein. Very unusual. It's a Mefurish Pasuk in Chumash. What do you mean, how do I know? Sometimes you mean, how do I know? So you have a couple of psukim that could be interpreted in different ways, or you don't know which Pasuk to use, but here it says it. And even Chazal say, how do I know a shofet? Because it says shofet. Explains with the Darki Musar that, no, the point is that even shoftim v'shotrim, though it's very logical and we understand, and it says in Pirkei Avos, Ish Yisrei Eim Chayim Bla'o, the reason we do all mitzvos is because it's in the Torah. Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu told us, yes, Tami HaMitzvahs add. But ultimately, the reason that we do mitzvos is because the Kaddish Baruch Hu told us. He even quotes a story from Reb Chaim that Reb Elchanan was giving a Dvar Torah in front of Reb Chaim, and Reb Elchanan said, Madua Amar HaTorah came, why does the Torah say something? And Reb Chaim interrupted him and said, no, you don't say that why. You have to say what. What does the Torah teach us by writing this? It shouldn't be why, because that's in terms of motivation of the divine. That is beyond our capabilities. For what? Rabbi Lamb once said, it's not lama, it's lama. For what? Not why. And that's the question that we always have to ask. why we do mitzvahs, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu told us. But either way, this is the mitzvah of Shoftim for Shoftim, setting up a court system. Right? We also know there's one of the only one of the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach that is an aseh. The other six are los aseh, but this is the only one, dinim, that is setting up a court system, is part of the mitzvahs aseh de oraisa. So says the Sefer HaChinuch. A lot of his words here are based on the Rambam, but we'll read it as we always do from the Sefer HaChinuch. Limnos shoftim v'shotrim sheyachrichu lasos mitzvos haTorah. We appoint, the mitzvah is to appoint judges to enforce the laws of the Torah. V'yachziru hanotim miderech ha'emes eleha balkarcham. And to force those, again at a time when we have a Sanhedrin and they have ruling power over Am Yisrael, they're able to enforce mitzvos. V'yitzavu bara'ui lasos v'yimanu advar ma'magunim. They'll help people do mitzvos and they'll prevent people from doing averos. It'll help, they'll help us. These are the, will be the greatest rabbis of the generation. And just for that, we should daven for Mashiach. That the, all the, everybody could agree on the greatest 71 rabbis in the generation. And then the next greatest 23, and then the next greatest 23. Everybody's gonna know their place. Eliyahu HaNavi's gonna make sure everybody knows nobody's beyond, nobody's trying to get where they shouldn't be. The Akaimu Agadarim al Haover ad Shalo Yiu Mitzvah Satorah Uminioseha Tzrichos Lemunas Kolish Veish. And they will instill into Am Yisrael the behavior that we won't even have to search for, or it won't be as hard of a Yitzhara not to follow the ways of the Torah, because it'll be something that will be ingrained in us from the outside. Umitzvah Mitzvah Zos, and the Tzai is this, Sheyu Elu Adayanem Madrega Elyona Mi Madrega. Right, it's step after step, level after level. We have a bezdin that's called the bezdin of 23 in each city, Vizosi, and that's called Sanhedri Ketana. And then in Yerushalayim, which is all part of the same big mitzvah, the mitzvah of appointing a Sanhedrin. But Amid Yerushalayim, bezdin gadol mishivim dayanim. In the Yerushalayim, the greatest judges will have to be appointed. V'namin echad al shivim. One will be above them. We pass in 71, not 70. 71. V'hu ha'nikra rosh ha'yeshiva. V'hu ha'sher yikru ha'chachamim nasi k'mochein. He'll be the nasi of the Sanhedrin, the rosh yeshiva, and he will be the greatest. They'll be sitting there, 71. And as we'll see soon, there's a couple of bati dinim of 23, even in Yerushalayim, and there's 23 in all of the cities. U'makom shehu mu'ata minyan, she'ena roi l'Sanhedrin katana. If it's a very small city, and one, the city does not need a bezin of 23, so then Yamida Bushloshi, you just appoint a bezin of 3 people to take care of business, little tiffs and machlokos that might come up about money. Yishpitu hema davar hakatan, vadavar hakasha, yivin lemishu lamala mehem. Davar hakasha will bring above them, right? Hakasha here doesn't only mean quantitative, the Brisker Rav writes on Yisro, it means qualitative. Qualitatively different type of dinim that only not only require 3, but require 23 and require 71. Kamochein, Yimnu, besides all of these judges, that was all Shoftim. But now we also have Shotrim. Yimnu Nogsim Ba'am, Hasovavim Ba'ir, Bishvakim Uberchavos. Enforcers. Yabitu, all, obviously, Chas V'Shalom, enforcers beyond the letter of the law, but only ones, places where they were supposed to enforce. Yabitu and Yani B'nei Adam, Bisocho Rosam, Mem Karamu Mecham, Achlu B'nim Ha'ol. Right, people who keep the peace. Not just the fourth, people who keep the peace to make sure everybody is following the straight and the narrow law of the Torah. And this is the Psukim, Shoftim v'Shotrim Tiyan Lecha P'chal Sharecha. And now we quote the Medrash. Minayin Shememanim Bezin L'chol Yisrael. Tamalom Shoftim v'Shotrim. How do you know Shememanim She'echad Al-Gabi Kulan? L'cha. How do you know Shevet v'Shevet? Tamalom V'chol Sharecha. So this is an interesting line. Not only do we have a Bezin in each city, we have a Bezin of every Shevet. What exactly does that mean? Right, because after all, if you have a bezin in every city, what do you mean a bezin for each shevet? So Machlokas Rishon and Tosfos in Sanhedrin, where this halacha comes up on Daf Tezayin, says that oh, if you have a city that's split into two shvatim, like Yerushalayim, Yehuda Binyamin, and any other city, then you need a bezin for each shevet. Okay, little difficult, but that's Tosfos. The Ramban right here on the beginning of Parshas Shoftim, not quotes Baalei HaTosfos. He has another answer. He says no. It says, besides the municipal Bate Dinim, there's also a Bezdin for every Shevet, which is considered a somewhat of a higher Bezdin. And for example, you're not allowed, two people that live in the same city, they can't make the other person schlep to another city. But to go to the Bezdin of every Shevet, that's considered a higher Bezdin, they can force the other party to come. V'itachin l'faresh, says the Ramban, shechayev akasev limnos bezdin al kol ha-shevet, v'hu yishpot es kulam, v'yachareichein nimne bezdin m'cholir v'yir, v'shishpot es a-yir, v'yafal b'yishukulam shavim b'minyan, even though they're all 23, besides the 71, they're all 23 vidin nefashos. Aval hagadolim shebohem bechachma yismanu al kol hashevet. But the greatest of minds of every shevet, they'll be appointed to the shevet bestin. V'tachteim l'chol ir v'ir, and under them will be ir v'ir. So again, that's the Ramban machlokas. Tosfos and Ramban, what exactly is meant by shevet? The Ramban leaves this out. That's a mystery. The Kesef Mishnah points out that why does the Ramban not mention bestin l'chol shevet v'shevet? Maybe he assumes like Tosfos. You already have the question. If you already have, maybe it means if you don't have in every city. But once you have in every city, there might not be a need for every shevet. We continue. Just by the way, Derech Agav, the Yireim, one of the Baalei Tosfos, does not count this as a mitzvah at all. Right, Lechora, it's a hechsher mitzvah. We know we have the mitzvahs already of din. We had earlier, we had shor, bar, mave, hever, we had all the cases, right, the misas, bezdin, all of those are counted as separate mitzvahs. Appointing the judges, that's a hechsher mitzvah to follow through all of the mishpat. But there's no specific halacha and mitzvah of minui according to the Yireim. Either way, shorish ha-mitzvah niglahu, the shorish of this mitzvah, the message is obvious, she'im hadavar hazeh, through this mitzvah, na'amid datenu biyos emas alufenu v'shoftenu apnei ha'amon. Right, through this mitzvah, we keep the peace, and the religion, not just keep the peace amongst people, but people will be kept and follow the Torah. U'mitocher galem betovu biyosher, and through accustoming and regulating the behavior of Am Yisrael, the more we're forced to do it, once we're forced to do something, so then memela, we will do it on our own. Ki'inyun sheyomer chachamim, like the wise ones say, sherov hahergol hu masha achar hateva. Rov hahergol becomes second nature. Klomar, kimosha teva yachriacha adam. Lamashu mavaki, it's just like nature. What a person does makes him strive and follow after what he wants. It becomes second nature. And that's what we try to do. That's what this message is about. Because again, it's not just dayanim where there's a fight, but it's dayanim to me, like Bezin, like the Gemara says, kofen al mitzvah saseh, right? Where Bezin forces people to do a mitzvah saseh, unless the Torah says the reward for it, a special exception to the rule, but generally Bezdin makes sure people are following the word of Hashem. Midini ha-mitzvah, let's get to some of the halachas of the mitzvah. Masha amu zacharim lavracha. Shaha gadol shebeshivim yoshev lamata ben anasi v'anikra av Bezdin. First, the chinuch says how everybody sits. So the great Bezdin sits in a semicircle, surrounded as they can each see each other. That's an important part of the Bezdin. Klomar, shkolagot, and they sit by quality. They go up and up and up in terms of their chachma, and the heads obviously have the greatest, and you have two. The Olam Abidim Lefneim, in front of them are two Bati Dinim, each of 23, one at the Pesach HaAzara. They obviously, the Sanhedrin sits in the Lishkas HaGazus, and the other Bezdin, next Bezdin of 23. The next 23 greatest rabbis are at the Pesach HaAzara, and the next Kat sits at Pesach HaRabayah. So whenever there's a difficult Shaila, it goes to each of the lower courts until, if it's too difficult for them, it keeps going and going and going up until you get to the Sanhedrin HaGadol. V'ein Ma'amidin B'Sanhedrin, Bein B'Godola, Bein only people who have tremendous chachma in Torah and adds the chinuch, the yodin gam kem ksas mishara chachmos. They also have to have chachma of the world. Kegon refuah, medicine, v'cheshbon meah, tekufos, mazalos, right, astrology, astronomy, all these different other elements. Kosmim hamachashefim, right, magic, witchcraft. If you have to be a judge, you have to know what's going on in the world. And you have to understand what's going on. You don't want to be tricked. You don't want to be have the wool pulled over your eyes if you don't understand what's going on. And therefore, the great Chachamim and the great Poskim throughout the generations weren't only experts in Torah, but they were also experts in other wisdoms of the world. Then the Chinuch adds a major element, which we have to talk about for a moment. V'ein ma'amidin Sanhedrin la'olam, bein Sanhedrin gedola, bein Sanhedrin katana, ela smuchin. The concept of smicha. What is smicha? Moshe Rabbeinu gave smicha, gave certain rabbinic authority to Yoshua ben Nun, and then he gave it to the 70 Zakenim, and then they gave it, Ishmi pi Moshe Rabbeinu, they gave it to one another. Until smicha disbanded. You didn't have to, like it's described in Parshas Pinchas. Moshe put his hand on Yoshua, literally. So smicha doesn't mean that. Even in halachic terms. What does it mean? It just means they take a test, they take a bachina. Am I a baki b'chachmas ha-Torah? If they're a baki, am I a sichlo bari v'shalem? V'im hu ish ohev emet. V'sonei ha'avel v'chal yano. And he's appropriate to be a dayan. After great chakira, three smuchim, or at least one of three, right? You have three people, one of them is a samach, says, you are a samach. Hare ata samach. V'koren lo rebi be'os ha-shah, and they're called rebi. That's why we know all of the Amoraim that were called Rebbe, they were from Eretz Yisrael and they had smicha. Those that were called Rav, Rav Chista, Rav this, Rav that, they're from Babel, they didn't get smicha. Rebbe Zera went to Eretz Yisrael in the middle of his life that he became. He went from Rav to Rebbe. So once somebody has smicha, so then they are able to judge Dine Knossos. And this mitzvah applies, we'll get to where it applies in a minute, but there's first an important Gemara. The Gemara in Sanhedrin on Daf Yud Dalet Amud Aleph quotes an amazing story about smicha, that there was one Rav that was moser nefesh for smicha, to give over the smicha. The Gemara talks about Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba. Yehuda ben Baba, there was a gzeira that they weren't allowed to give smicha, gazra malchus risha, usually that means the Roman government, al yisrael shekol asomech yehare, v'chol anisbach yehare. Anybody involved in the smicha is chayim misa. So what happens, Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba went and gave smicha anyway. Gave smicha, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Elazar ben Shammua. He gave smicha anyway. And then Rachmana Litzlan, once the Oivim heard about it, Omer, he says to his Talmidim, run away, run away. They said, Rabbi, what's going to happen to you? He says, what could I do? I can't run. Hareini muta lefneim ke'evin she'en lahofchem. And they run away, and he is pierced by 300 spears, Rachmana Litzlan. The question Rav Soloveitchik asked on this Gemara, simple. Smicha is not one of the big three. Why was he Yari Vayavar? Why did he give his life for smicha? He shouldn't have done it. Or maybe do it in private. Why did he do it? Explains Rav Soloveitchik, no. Because what does smicha do? Usually, says Rav Soloveitchik, if you see an older person leaning on a younger person, who's supporting who? Who is looking at who? So you would think the younger person is supporting the older person. But when you have smicha, right, explains Rav Soloveitchik. Rabbi Riskin quotes this thought from the Rav on this Gemara. He says, one may ask, who leans on whom in the act of smicha? Many would say that the individual who receives the ordination leans on his teacher, on past generations, because his authority comes from the past traditions, from the generations of previous sages who have taught Torah. However, if Soloveitchik said no, he says, in smicha, the Rav relies on the Talmidim. He relies on the Talmidim to carry the torch to the next generation. Rav Soloveitchik said, you're not leaning on me, I'm the one leaning on you. Whatever I've learned and expounded, whatever new approach, insider interpretation I have formulated, will die with me unless it lives through you. Therefore, says Rav Soloveitchik, Rav Yehuda ben Bava was not sacrificing his life by ordaining his students, he was giving himself eternal life. He understood very well that if the tradition had died, it would have been as if he had never lived. Unbelievable thought that smicha, in that story by Rav Ben Baba, he wasn't giving his life, he wasn't dying, but he was giving over, giving himself eternal life. Good. So smicha is a major discussion. There is a major machlokas. What about Bizman Hazeh? It's a very famous Rambam. The Rambam writes in Hilchas Sanhedrin that in Perek Dalid, Nireli, as we know that always means the Rambam's own view. I'm not sure it's based on sources, says the Rambam, but this is what I think. Nireli Hadvarim. It appears to me, Shehim Iskimu Kol Chachamim Shebe Eretz Yisrael. If all the great rabbis of Eretz Yisrael got together and they agree on who are going to be the greatest rabbis of the generation, Hare Elu Smuchin, those rabbis would automatically be considered Smuchin. V'yesh lahen ladun dinei knasos, v'yesh lahen l'smoch l'achirim, they are smuchin, they could give smicha, imken lama hayu chachamim mitztaren ala smicha, so why is it that the chachamim were so in pain that there wasn't any smicha, k'deish le'ivatlu dinei knasos mi'yisrael, why? L'fishi Yisrael mufuzarin, v'yefshar shi eskim ukulan, they can't agree to anything, they can't agree to who the greatest rabbis are, and that's why they were upset, but theoretically it can be done. Then the Rambam has three words, v'hadavar tzarech hechra. The question, what does that mean? Does that mean, oh, I wish we could get together because I really want to do this halacha? Or, as the Radvaz understands, he's not sure if this is really true. He's not sure if this is true, that he could do it at any time. This was the major machlokas of the 1500s with the Beis Yosef and the Maharib Bei Rav and the Mabit, all the poskim at that time, the Chachmei Tzfat versus the Chachmei Eretz Yisrael. The Chachmei Tzfat wanted to renew the smicha based on this Rambam, and the Chachmei Eretz Yisrael, the Chachmei Yishalayim, I'm sorry, said no, they didn't agree. Either way, this was a major machlokas at the time, but it's all based on this Rambam. Continuing the Chinuch, v'noheges mitzvah zu, this mitzvah applies to the Lomar, b'sanhedrin gadol v'ktana, be'eretz Yisrael, she'isham smicha, as we just said, smicha, appointing judges, Sanhedrin is only by smuchin, smuchin is only in Eretz Yisrael. Or, if somebody got smicha in Eretz Yisrael, he could judge even outside of Eretz Yisrael. But in chutz la'aretz, the mitzvah does not apply. This is the sheet of the Chinuch and the Rambam. This is not a mitzvah to chutz la'aretz. The Ramban has a little less extreme formulation. The Ram says here at the beginning of the parasha, you're right, there's no specific mitzvah to appoint judges to cities, to shvatim v'chulu in chutz la'aretz, but there's a mitzvah to keep the order. It's a mitzvah to have some dayanim to be able to judge cases if something comes up. So it's somewhat in chutz la'aretz, but it's just not the same. Finishing up, v'zeh acha, says the Chinuch, this is a mitzvah, as we know, which is mutal on the tzibur, not on any yachid. There's a tzibur that are ro'i. They could potentially appoint a bezdin, and they were not, b'zman hazeh, we have difficulty, because nobody could agree on who the greatest rabbis are, even if you want to hold like that Rambam. But a tzibur that can be kovei, and they don't, they're mevatel this asay. And not only they're mevatel the asay, they cause terrible crises and terrible situations in Yadus, because there's going to be fighting, and nobody's going to be doing the mitzvahs v'chulu, because that's what a bezdin does. A bezdin keeps people, bin adam l'chaveiro, properly, and also ben adam l'makom, and helps them as well. An osir, just to end off, the osir, the Minchas Chinuch says, a Sanhedrin, they have to be minuke from sin, and minuke from mumin, right? There's certain mumin, that pasal. They quote in the biographies of various gedolim, Reb Moshe Feinstein and others, that they had this idea, they wanted to be part of the Sanhedrin. Reb Moshe, towards the end of his life, did not allow all his teeth to get taken out to get dentures, because that would make him into a Baal Mum, and he wanted to be on the Sanhedrin. They quote the legend that why the Rambam is buried in Tveria, why the donkey or the camel that came from Egypt, if that's true, you know, ended up in Tveria, why he's buried there, because that's the last place the Sanhedrin was. So the Rambam wants to be part of the Sanhedrin, right? They went from Yerushalayim to Yavne, all the way to the places up north, and the last place it stopped was in Tveria. Either way, Meheri Yibana Beis English, we should be Zocha to fulfill this mitzvah again soon. Okay, we'll stop here. We had Aschala in Parsha Shoftim.